Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll respond to Tom and McFarland in a second, but first I want to go to Connie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Connie. What's on your mind today?
Well, good morning. One of the things that I don't think are being brought up about fuel prices is the fact that the oil executives, they refuse to drill for more. They're taking huge profits, and they're buying back their own stocks with those profits. So, and the Saudis, they're not going to drill anymore. They like the high prices. They like the profits.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And let me just hit that right now. First of all, things like prices are worldwide, as powerful as we are, things like inflation, for instance. There's inflation all around the world. It's very, very hard to contain a fever in one part of your body, and yet it's everywhere else. So this requires a kind of a global look at this. Secondly, what you're saying is true. The oil company, well, Saudi Arabia is a separate question. They're doing it, but they're an authoritarian state. They have resisted any attempt by us to tell them to drill more to offset the loss of oil from Russia because we're boycotting them. And frankly, I'd be a lot tougher with Saudi Arabia. You know, we train their pilots here, and they're in class down in Florida, and then they shoot sailors right in the class, kill our guys. And Trump didn't even criticize Saudi Arabia. You know, the truth of the matter is we provide them weapons in Yemen for the fight in Yemen. We protect their oil fields, and this is what we get. They've got to come correct with some respect. They've got to do our bidding. And then the other thing I'll say is with the domestic oil companies, Biden has opened up lands for them to drill in, and they are resisting. I agree with that. And there are ways economically for the U.S. to pressure them, and we should do that. Connie, that's an excellent point. In other words, it's not simply the Ukraine war, although that is part of it, a big part of it, because of what's happening with Russian oil. But at the same time, there are things that we can certainly be doing that certainly Trump didn't do, and now we can be doing to, frankly, force Saudi Arabia to drill more. It's hard to force Venezuela. They have great oil, too, but they're a communist country, and it's been sanctioned and so forth. But we have gotten Japan and others to draw on their oil reserves, so that's been very good. And then with Tom and McFarland, I just want to get back to you. Tom's exactly right about how the judiciary is set up. And so, for instance, if you're a senior judge and you have to have been a judge, I think, for 10 years and over a certain age, and then you can take overflow cases, but you don't have to. You could just go down to Florida and sit in the sun the rest of your life, collect a paycheck. But that's not the issue. That's not what's the idea behind there is to keep the independence of the judiciary. But the real issue here is you have a Supreme Court 5-4 that's inauthentic, illegitimate. It's illegitimate to say that a 5-4 court can totally upend the idea, the protections for privacy in this country, when one of them was rammed through lame duck after a elected President Obama for a year tried to get somebody else in. That's an illegitimate statement to say that their decision is other than corrupt, to say that their statement means anything. And that's the real issue. And then the question is, what do you do about it? You could impeach them, but it would take 17 Republican votes as well as all 50 Democratic votes. And that is very unlikely. So thank you both for calling in, Connie and Tom. Well, another Russian oligarch, surprise, dies under mysterious circumstances just now, northeast of Moscow. The Ruskies are claiming that he took toad poison because he was trying to relieve anxiety. these guys, unbelievable. Let me give you the background here. March 24th, a guy named Vasily Melnikov ended up dead, an oligarch type. April 21st, Vladislav Ayayan, he was shot, and so were his wife and daughter. They claim murder-suicide. April 22nd, the very next day, Sergei Protaev, he was hanged and his wife and daughter were strangled and stabbed, and they claim murder-suicide. You know, all of these people had opposed the Ukraine war. And that, let me tell you something. Putin is like Stalin, but he's sort of like the Three Stooges impersonating Stalin. He's a vicious, genocidal sadist. But, you know, you bump off four people who are the heads of different companies. Alexander Sabatin was the head of a Russian energy company. So is Vasily Melnikov, another guy, head of a bank. They all have the temerity. They dare to oppose you in Ukraine. And not only that, their wives get stabbed. Their wives get stabbed. One's hanged, the other shoots himself. How bad is that? I mean, this is, this guy's a murderer. One of the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. At the end of the day, very quickly here, corporate America is responsible for a lot of the inflation in this country. A lot of monopolies out there, and there's just plain greed there. Something needs to be done with them boys. They got to pay more taxes or something. Anyway, that's my comment today, Matt. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. As always, thanks for a very incisive comment. Two things I'll say. One is you're absolutely right that monopoly does lead to inflation and unfairly high prices. And, you know, there was a time where there are episodes in our history where we enforced the antitrust laws, the Sherman Act, Sherman Act 1 and 2. Sherman Act 1 prohibits restraints of trade, 2, monopolies. By the way, they're criminal statutes. In a pinch, you could criminally prosecute these people. Well, back when Teddy Roosevelt was president, and that was the turn of the last century, that was, 120 years ago, 110 years ago, we enforced the antitrust laws, Standard Oil and the rest of them. And then when I started practicing law in the 70s and 80s, we started to enforce them again. AT&T got broken up. We enforced monopolies. And that was very, very good for tech. It was very, very good for phones. But now Amazon's a monopoly. Facebook is a monopoly. Twitter's a monopoly. A lot of the tech companies are now monopolies. And why do I say that? Let me give you an example. Amazon controls 70% of paper book sales in this country, 70%. That's a monopoly position. And 80% of electronic book sales. They decide what gets published, what doesn't. There are topics they won't permit to be published. They say, go ahead, you have the right to publish it. Sure you do. How's it going to be distributed? Where else is it going to be published if they don't list it on Amazon? And you have something like Facebook that deliberately have algorithms that try to feed you congenial posts that are congenial to you, but they could be right-wing supremacist posts. They could be QAnon posts. They could be Russian posts. Half the junk on there was put on by Russia, China, or Iran. So I'm very tired of people, and especially on the far right, who go, oh, well, I saw it on online. Yeah, you saw it online. It came out of a basement in Moscow or in China or in Iran. Something's got to be done. You don't want to interfere with First Amendment rights, but the Sherman Act 2, Section 2, has been on the books for a long time, and it should be enforced. Thank you, Paul. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Great range of opinions. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.